Welcome to this beginner tutorial on editing without losing headroom in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DnB vibes. If you're making drum and bass, this is a huge skill to get right early because the drums can get wild fast. Break edits, chopped loops, ghost notes, fills, all of that energy can sound incredible, but if your levels are too hot, the whole track starts to choke. The sub won't breathe, the master clips too early, and that big club pressure turns into a messy wall of sound. So in this lesson, we're not just making drums louder, we're learning how to make them tighter, harder hitting, and more musical, while still keeping space for the bass and the mix. That's the real trick. Let's start with a clean breakbeat loop. Think Amen style, funky break, or any classic old school drum loop that fits that jungle feel. Drag it into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. Before you do anything creative, control the level. This part matters a lot. Pull the track gain down so the loop is peaking somewhere around -12 to -8 dB. If the sample comes in too hot, use the clip gain in the sample view. Don't start with a loud loop and hope to fix it later. In DnB, that's how you lose headroom before the tune even begins. A good working goal is to keep the master peaking around -6 dB while you build the idea. That gives you enough room for bass, processing, and arrangement later. Think of headroom as your safety zone. Now let's check the warp settings. Double-click the clip and make sure warp is enabled. For jungle and old-school breakbeats, you can try beats mode if you want the rhythm to stay punchy, or complex pro if the loop has more pitch movement and you need smoother warping. If your project is around 160 to 175 BPM, set the segment BPM so it lines up properly. Don't overdo the warp correction. Jungle actually benefits from a little movement and human feel. You want urgency, not robotic perfection. If the break already sits well, leave it alone. A beginner mistake is spending too long making the loop technically perfect and accidentally killing the vibe. Now for the fun part. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing if you want the break chopped naturally, or use 1/8 if you want a more rigid, grid-based approach. Send it to a new drum rack. This is where the edit opens up. Suddenly each hit becomes playable. You can trigger the kick, snare, hats, ghost notes, and little break fragments like a kit. Take a minute to audition the slices. Find the important pieces. Which slice is the kick? Which is the main snare? Which are the ghost hits, rides, or little upbeat textures? You're basically building a jungle drum instrument out of one loop. Start simple. Program a pattern with a kick on the downbeat, snare on 2 and 4, and then add a couple of ghost notes before or after the snare. Those small in-between hits are a huge part of the old-school feel. They give the rhythm that nervous, forward-moving energy. Now build the arrangement in short phrases. Don't just loop the same bar forever. That's the fastest way to make jungle feel flat. Try thinking in 2-bar and 4-bar chunks. For example, bars 1 to 4 can be the stripped intro with fewer hits. Bars 5 to 8 can add more ghost notes and hats. Bars 9 to 12 can bring in the fuller break edit. Then bars 13 to 16 can add a variation or fill to lead into the next section. This is where contrast matters. In jungle, a tiny change every 4 bars can make the whole thing feel alive. Remove one hit, add a fill. Delay a snare slightly. Bring in one extra slice before the drop. That small movement keeps the listener locked in. If you want a classic structure, think of it like this. A filtered break tease at the start, then a fuller version, then the bass comes in underneath while the drums keep evolving. The key is that the drums should feel like a performance, not an unchanged loop. As you arrange, pay attention to the slices themselves. If one hit sounds louder than the others, don't jump straight to compression. Often it just has a stronger transient or more low mid energy. Trim that slice first. Zoom in and check where the peak starts. A tiny crop at the front can remove clicky buildup and help preserve headroom. Also use clip fades on sliced audio. That keeps you from getting little pops or clicks at the edges of edits. Clean edits matter more than people think, because if the slices are already messy, you'll compensate by turning things up later, and that's exactly how you lose space. Now let's shape the individual slices a bit. On hats and cymbals, use EQ8 and high-pass them so they're not eating low-end. On non-kick slices, you can often cut somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz if needed. That helps remove rumble and keeps the drums clearer once the bass enters. For snares, a little presence boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help them snap through. If a snare feels boxy, a small cut around 300 to 600 Hz can clean it up. Be careful not to over-EQ. You're refining, not redesigning from scratch. If you want tighter control over a slice, simpler can be useful too, especially for shorter one-shots or important hits. But the main principle is this: Process with intention. Every slice should have a job. Now group the drums. Once your edit feels good, put the drum tracks into a group so you can shape them as one unit. On the drum bus, keep things light. A utility can help if the level is too hot. EQ8 can do small cleanup if needed. Then maybe a glue compressor for gentle cohesion. Keep the settings subtle. A ratio around 2:1. A medium attack. Auto release. And only about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is plenty. That's important. We're not trying to smash the drums flat. We want the kick and snare to stay punchy. If the compressor is pumping too hard, you'll lose the transient snap that makes jungle hit. You can also add a little saturator on the drum bus, just enough to add density and weight. Drive it gently, maybe 1 to 3 dB, and use soft clipping if it helps catch peaks. Again, the goal is controlled energy, not brute force. Now let's talk about the bass relationship, because this is where a lot of beginner drum edits fall apart. Old school DNB and jungle are all about the relationship between drums and sub. Even if today's lesson is focused on drums, your drums are not finished until they leave room for the bass. Put a utility on your bass track and keep the sub centered and mono. If the kick and sub are fighting, don't automatically make both louder. Often the better move is to shorten the kick tail or trim a little low end from the kick, so the sub has room to speak. A strong rough mix often has drums peaking around -8 to -6 dB, with the bass sitting underneath, without pushing the master into overload. That way, you still have room for atmosphere, effects, and later arrangement decisions. If your kick is too long, it can blur into the sub and make the whole low end feel muddy. In jungle, you usually want the kick to punch and get out of the way. Now bring the edit to life with automation. An auto filter on the break bus is great for intro movement. You can low pass the drums during the first few bars, then open the filter as you approach the drop. That creates tension without needing extra layers. You can also automate track volume or utility gain for tiny lifts into the next phrase. Even a 1 dB or 2 dB move can help a drop feel bigger without actually making the mix louder in a dangerous way. Another nice move is a short reverb send on a snare hit at the end of a phrase. Just a touch, enough to suggest space, not enough to blur the groove. And here's a very useful mindset for jungle. Movement is often more powerful than volume. A half bar where you pull the drums back can make the next hit feel huge. Contrast is everything. Let's do a quick mix check before we call the drum edit done. Solo the drums and bass together. Watch the master. Make sure nothing is clipping. Compare the kick and snare against the bass. If the drum bus still feels strong but the master is breathing, you're in a good place. If needed, turn the whole drum group down a couple dB. Don't lean on the master fader to save a hot mix. Work at the source. That's the clean way. A good beginner habit is to ask yourself, does this feel big, or does this just look big? Because in DNB, a mix can feel massive even when the meters are not slammed. That usually means the transients are controlled, the low end is organized, and the groove is doing the heavy lifting. Let's quickly cover some common mistakes. First, starting with a loop that's already clipping. That makes every edit harder. Turn it down first. Second, overwarping the break until it loses swing. Keep some of the natural push and pull. Third, layering too many drum sounds with no purpose. Each layer needs a role. One for punch, one for texture, one for movement. Fourth, overcompressing the drum bus. If the beat sounds smaller after compression, that's usually a sign you've gone too far. And fifth, ignoring the bass relationship. Big drums don't help if the sub has nowhere to sit. If you want a few extra pro tips, here's a great one. Try making two versions of the same 4-bar phrase. Version A can be more open and sparse. Version B can be busier, with extra ghost notes and a fill. Then alternate them every 4 or 8 bars. That makes the loop feel like a real performance. You can also make a soft lane and a hard lane by duplicating the break rack. Use the soft lane for filtered intro texture, and the hard lane for full impact drop hits. That lets you switch energy quickly without rebuilding everything. And if you really want that classic jungle feel, leave 1 or 2 hits a little loose. Tiny timing imperfections can make the groove breathe in a very musical way. So here's your quick practice challenge. Load 1 breakbeat loop. Turn it down so it peaks around -12 to -8 dB. Warp it. Slice it to a drum rack. Build a 4-bar pattern with a kick anchor, snare on 2 and 4, and at least 2 ghost hits. Copy it into an 8-bar section and change one thing every 2 bars. Add auto filter automation in the first 4 bars. Put a light glue compressor and a little saturator on the drum bus. Then check the master and make sure you still have headroom. If you want the bonus challenge, build a fill at the end of bar 8 using only slices from the original break. No extra samples, just edits. So remember the big idea here. In jungle and old school DNB, the magic is not just loudness, it's groove, edits, contrast, and space. Edit with control. Keep your headroom, and let the drums hit hard without crushing the mix. That's how you get that raw, classic energy while still sounding clean and ready for the bass.